I guess since I'm a product of the civil rights era during the 1950s, I've always been speaking up against something. It caused me a lot of grief, but I have no regrets. The one thing that I've learned over these 57 years that I've lived is that it does not take millions of people or even thousands of people to make change. One person can make change. I've spent my life doing that, and I won't bore you with some of the changes that I've made. I don't like being hoarse because I have a big, big, big voice, and I've never had to use a microphone in my life. But today, I also want to apologize for my lateness. I've just been so very busy these past few weeks. Not that everybody has not been busy, but it's catching up with me. And I set my alarm for 7 o'clock this morning. It went off, and I laid right in the bed. I just couldn't move. But I want you to know that being late to anything, any event, any affair, whatever, does not negate your livocation. That's a Rasta word because I'm not dead. It does not negate your livocation to any cause that you may be fighting for. The most important thing is to have passion for whatever you believe in. And I believe wholeheartedly in what I'm doing, what Breanne is doing, what Ms. Kay is doing, what all of the founding members of the Virginia People's Assembly are doing. And I'll give you an example. There was, I don't know what this legislation was called, but when they decided to penalize Virginia drivers, extra fees, the people said, oh, no, that's not going to happen. And it took a minute. But they repealed those exorbitant fees. So all it takes is just people speaking up and saying, you know, y'all forgive me, hell no. I'm not taking it anymore. And I have to admit that a few years ago, I was a person who believed you do the crime, you do the time. But that sentiment was based on my ignorance of what the criminal justice, and you can't even really use those two words, criminal injustice is an oxymoron, doesn't go together. But I was one of those people. And then I had a very, very, very good friend become incarcerated. He's been in now about 14 years. And the first time that I visited him, I was, you know, I don't believe this, because it didn't just extend to the inmates, it extended to their families as well. The disrespect, the harassment, all of that. And I said, well, Janet, baby, you need to rethink what you've been, you know, your mindset for all of these years. And that was, I guess, the turning point for me about 14 years ago. And I got more involved about, I guess, almost 10 years ago now. In December 16th, it'll mark 10 years at Rastafarians have been discriminated against by the Department of Corruption because we know they are not correcting anything. And I just could not believe it. You know, I don't know what I would do if somebody told me, Sister Janet, you cannot worship in the manner in which you have become accustomed. So that really intensified my fight. And for years, I had a friend, very good friend, who worked in the Department of Corrections as an assistant warden. And to give you a little background on the name, I knew of Queen Nzinga, but I didn't know of Queen Nzinga. And a brethren on the federal plantation in Atlanta gave me that name about 9 years ago. And when I did some further research on her, and I said, dang, that was a bad sister. And that was a bad sister. And I felt so honored. Felt really honored that I was thought of in that light. And I'm going to continue fighting. I'm going to continue speaking up. I'm going to continue doing everything that I do. When I go out, I pass the word. I've talked to so many people about the Virginia People's Assembly. Usually I get a very good response from those with whom I converse. I'm tired of that word, conversate. With those of whom I converse, it's been a very positive reaction. And as I look out among these faces, I can see that when we all leave here, myself included, we won't be the same people we were when we first came in. And thank you. And that's the most important thing, to take what you've learned and pass it on to others. Sometimes people get sick of seeing me coming because they know I'm going to have something to say. And but you know, my job, especially now as an elder, is to enlighten and educate the community. And what I've learned as far as the prison population is concerned, there are some very, very talented, good brothers and sisters of all races. I communicate with everyone that are just languishing in prison for very minor crimes. And I'm not going to even get into the disparity in sentencing, because we all know that minorities and the economically impoverished get the harsher prison sentences. So I'm going to leave you with this. I believe wholeheartedly in what the Virginia People's Assembly is attempting to do. Don't be frustrated if nothing comes of it this year or even the next. Keep the pressure on, because as we all know, pressure is what turns coal into a diamond. Peace and blessings.